following is the president's speech at Ottawa, Ohio, Monday, October 11, 1948.
In the first instance, I want to present your next congressman, Dan Batt of Defiance. You had a governor a couple of years ago that was a real governor, and he's going to be your next governor, too, Governor Lausche. Now it's indeed a great pleasure and a great honor to present the present President of the United States and the next President of the United States, Harry Truman.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate this reception and this lovely, I judge it's the high school band.
That's right.
Well, it looks all right. Beautiful uniforms and everything. I've had receptions like this all the way across the great state of Ohio, beginning this morning in Cincinnati. There's some excellent farming country around your town, so I'm told by your next governor. I grew up on a farm, and I always like to see good farming country. Judging from the crowd here today, the whole region around this city of Ottawa is sharing in the country's prosperity. I've covered most of the United States in my crusade to wake the people up in time for the November election, and I've found prosperity everywhere I've gone. We can keep that prosperity, and if we keep the democratic policies which has brought this country to prosperity, the country then can go along just as it has been going along for the last 16 years in the interest of the people. We lose it if we let the Republicans tear down those policies. There's a great difference between the Republican and the Democratic parties. One of the most important of these differences is in farm policies. Under the Republicans, the farmers don't count. The farmers are left to shift for themselves. Republicans are interested in looking after the interests of the big manufacturers of the East. They're not very much interested in the welfare of the farmer. Democratic leaders know that the farmers of this country are the foundation on which the welfare of the country is built, and that they must have fair prices for their products. That's the reason for the Farm Price Support Program, which is carried forward by this administration. Let me give you some facts and figures to show you the difference between the condition of Ohio farmers under Republicans and their prosperity in Democratic years. In the Republican year of 1932, Ohio farmers got $180 million for their products, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, last year, the farmers in Ohio received $1.052 billion for their products in the state of Ohio. And this year, the Ohio farmers' income will be well above $1 billion. Those figures prove that the Democratic farm policies bring benefits to farmers all over the country, and especially to Ohio farmers. Benefits that mean better clothing for Ohio families, more money in the bank, and you know that bank's safe because we haven't had a bank failure in 3 years under the policies pursued by the Democratic administration. More schooling for the children, more tractors in the fields, and more cars on the road. If you don't want to go backward, if you don't want to slide downhill into bankruptcy and poverty the way you did under the Republican 12 years of rule back there in the 20s, you better get out early on election day and look after your own interests. I want you to remember that the Republican leaders are attacking the Farm Price Support Program in the cities. They say that's what caused the high cost of living. And they tell the farmers that the good wages that the laboring men are getting causes the high cost of living. Neither one of those statements is true. When labor's prosperous and farmers are prosperous, they go along together. Good prices for farmers and good wages for labor mean that the general prosperity of the country goes to everybody, and that a fair distribution of the wealth of the country is being made. These Republicans keep on blaming the farmers for high prices, and then they keep on blaming labor to the farmers for high prices. You know, the working people can't be prosperous unless the farmers can sell their products for enough money to buy the products of the factories. The Democrats are not trying to fool the farmers and the workers. We're telling you the truth and the facts. And I'm going into some detail tonight in Akron on the facts and the figures that affect this program that we're faced with now. We are in a campaign which will go down in history as one of the most important in the history of the country. And it's your campaign, it's your welfare that's at stake. I'm asking you to exercise good judgment. Go to the polls on Election Day and vote for yourself. If you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you'll elect Dan Bett to the Congress in this district, and you'll elect Frank Lashey for governor of Ohio. And that'll be in your own interest. Don't forget that now, because the welfare of this country's at stake. It's in your hands. You're the government. If you exercise the privileges that are yours, I'll be perfectly happy and satisfied, and I'll stay in the White House another 4 years. I'd like to meet my family. All right, I'll introduce Miss Truman to you first. And now here's Margaret.
Thank you.